Hello, 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 and welcome to the Grant Writing and Funding Podcast, where we help passionate people create stable income with flexible schedules by getting ideal nonprofit clients with the best grant writing and nonprofit sales strategies in the industry. My name is Holly Rustic, and I went from working 50 plus hours per week as a grant writer inside a nonprofit, living paycheck to paycheck, to opening my own freelance grant writing business and only working part-time hours, earning more than I ever had before. Inside our programs, the Freelance Grant Writer Academy and the Grant Professional Mentorship, I have helped more than 100 changemakers get out of toxic 9-to-5 jobs and replace their full-time incomes while working part-time as a grant writer from home and around the world, simply by learning how to write grants through our grants writing formula and implementing our unique approach to nonprofit sales. Join these aspiring and seasoned grant writers so you too can secure ideal nonprofit clients with cause areas that you fully believe in, get them massive funding, and be able to set your own schedule and revenue goals. Be sure to join our weekly email newsletter, the Freelance Grant Writer Hub Haven, where you get stress-free nuggets on the financial stability components and skills of being a freelance grant writer. Plus, you get updates about the Freelance Grant Writer Academy. Just go to grantwritingandfunding.com to subscribe. And now let's get ready for the most bold, empowering, and approachable coaching and conversations you've ever heard. Let's create a higher standard of stability, freedom, and legacy together. Hello, hello, hello. It's Holly Rustic here with Grant Writing and Funding, and welcome to a bonus episode on the Grant Writing Podcast. I'm so excited to be giving all of these bonus episodes, and we have a lot coming out in the next 4 weeks. So if you are not a subscriber yet to the podcast, please subscribe to make sure you get all of these episodes delivered right to iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen, so that you can listen to all these additional gems that we have going on. And today we're going to talk about a doozy, and that is about grant writing certification and certificates. Now, a lot of you come to me and you say, Holly, do I need to have a grant writing certificate or certification or license to actually get nonprofit clients to write grants for? And here's what I'm going to tell you, and we're going to talk about it today. No, you don't, but I'm going to tell you why today. All right, I'm going to tell you why. Two main reasons, and these are actually more like two containers of thought. So I want you to listen today so you can really understand if a grant writing certification or certificate is important to you and why it could be important to you and why it doesn't have to be important to you. So I want you to think about this from both lenses, and I'm going to give you some examples behind it. So stay tuned because this is a very popular question. And if you want to go into more depth about our different freelance grant writing strategies, if you're maybe new to grant writing, or if you're already a seasoned grant writer and you may even already have a freelance grant writing business set up, but it is a mess, you need some systems, make sure you join our free and new webinar on Tuesday, April 30th at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard. And that is replace your full-time income on flexible hours while writing high-quality grants fast. So if you need a system to write high-quality grants quickly and you're looking at securing income on flexible hours, join this webinar. Just jump over to grantwritingandfunding.com/322 or go to grantwritingandfunding.com/freelance-webinar. You can definitely sign up for free. We already have hundreds of people signing up. This is an amazing webinar. This is going to be huge. So do join. And when you join, you also get an exclusive 48-hour bonus only for those who are registered for the webinar. If you sign up to our Freelance Grant Writer Academy within 48 hours, you will get this exclusive bonus. And we'll talk more about the bonus that you won't want to miss out on during the webinar. But you guys are going to love it. I'm telling you, you're going to love the bonus. We've had it before and it was our most popular bonus yet, so I'm bringing it back. All right, so let's get into this popular bonus episode. And I wanted to share this because I do get so many questions about grant writing certification. All right, so let me just kind of lay the groundwork before I get into my two containers of thought about consideration for getting a grant writing certificate or certification. Laying the groundwork, here's the thing. A nonprofit's gonna maybe ask you this question if you are a grant writer and you're looking for a grant writer position within a nonprofit, or if you're looking at opening a freelance grant writer business. And maybe you've never even written a grant before, but this is actually holding you back to even consider being a grant writer because you might be thinking, don't I need some kind of certification? I don't even know where to find that. Don't I need some sort of license? Wouldn't that take me like a year to do? You may have thoughts about this that are holding you back just because you don't have all the information. And that might be even why you are listening to this podcast today. Maybe you caught this title and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm interested in being a grant writer, but I don't even know how to get started. So let me find out more here. And then the other thing is you may already be a grant writer. You may have written a lot of grants, very successful even, but you may want to open a freelance grant writing business, or you may want to grow your business and think maybe that's what's holding me back from getting clients right now. Maybe you haven't been really sustainable in getting clients and you think, well, if I had a grant writing certification, maybe that would help me get more nonprofit clients. Maybe that's the gap here. Let me tell you this. A nonprofit is going to ask you at some point in an interview, if you're a freelance grant writer, if you're applying for a job, they may ask you, do you have a grant writing certification or license or certificate? But here's the thing, even if you have one, if you told them the name of it, they would be like, oh, okay. They don't even know the name of the certifications. They don't know what that means. They don't know anything. They're just assuming you may need a certificate for this, or a certification or a license. But you don't. You actually don't need one to get clients. And the students in my program, many of them, probably almost 100 of them, don't have a certification. And they are still getting clients. And they are still writing and winning grants. So just full disclosure, we do offer a grant writing and funding certificate in the academy. And we're looking to grow a certification, but it's more so because of certain reasons. And these are going into the questions of two containers. Do you need one? No. Right? But why you might want to consider having one are some other reasons. So let's look at the external considerations and internal considerations. An external consideration for a grant writing certificate, here's the thing, is it can actually show up in different ways. And one of the biggest ways that I see is that you're going to think, okay, well, the nonprofit's going to ask me if I have a grant writing certification, so I should just get one so I can just blankly answer that question. The only problem, as we just mentioned, is that the nonprofit doesn't really know how many hours you put into that certification or what it took or who it's from or whatever, because there's not like an official license place, right? And because of that, what we can really look at is, why are they asking that question if they don't even know what the certification is? And so what we can look at from that is that's really the wrong question. It's the wrong question that they're even asking you. And even if you said, yes, I have a certification from grant writing and funding, they would be like, okay, that's great. Like they'll check a box, but it's not really getting to the core of why they're asking you that question, because they don't know what that means, right? They don't know what all goes into that certification. But why they're asking you that is basically, okay, what's your expertise level? What's your experience? That sort of thing. And they're kind of thinking, if you have a certification, you know, you might have some of that checked off. But because if you just said yes or no, you're not really answering the question that they really have. So what I always say is, even if you don't have a grant writing certification, it's fine. You can reposition the question and you can let them know either the number of grants that you've written, the amount of money that you've secured in grant writing, or even any experience you've had in volunteering or interning with a certain cause area. That's going to give them more information than what, like, the name of a grant writing certificate. Even if you don't have grant writing skills yet, even if you can't say I've won a certain amount of grants, maybe you've never written a grant before, we literally have people in the academy who have never written a grant before, and they're getting paid by nonprofit clients to learn how to write grants and to write grants. Is you have the time, right? So when you have the time and then you have the resources to learn how to write the grants and you have a system where you can get feedback on your grants, you can definitely charge for your grant writing services. And those are the types of things you want to communicate with the nonprofit, and that's going to answer a lot more of the questions that they actually have. They're going to be like, the freelance grant writer is going to be dedicated to work on my grants, to find the grants, and they can focus on that 100% so I don't have to. And that's going to give them a lot of ease of mind. So a lot of you just want to have this grant certificate so you can answer, or you can just say yes when you're asked that question. But even if that's your motivation, I would say you still need to work on your sales strategy and how you communicate. Because the answer that the nonprofit gets from asking that question, do you have a grant writing certification, isn't really the answer that they're looking for. So you also need to figure out how to position the conversation so you're giving them the information they really need. Now, another external consideration for a lot of you who are looking for to get a grant writing certificate, because you just want to have that, you know, the logo from the certification or the certificate in your emails after your name, that sort of thing, like in your signature. So you have that as a credibility, like as a stamp of credibility, or on your LinkedIn profile or in your banner or on your website or in your proposals, that sort of thing, just because you're like, this is like another nod of approval. This is another way to leverage that I'm an expert, or at least I have some experience, that sort of thing, that I have this certificate. And I completely get that. So if you're looking at that to say, okay, I just want to go through something so I can actually put that on there, so it's a credibility factor, it's kind of a nod of approval, that's something that a lot of people like to do. But I would still look at your budget and say, does that make sense for me to go through like a really intensive certification process? What are all the different types of certifications? Because the nonprofit's not going to know what that is. So if you're just doing this strictly for external, then I would look for something that matches your budget and that you actually focus on how to communicate in your sales, like we just talked about, a lot more, because that's going to get you the higher conversions of sales calls. Now, internal considerations for getting a grant writing certification or certificate. A lot of grant writers or to-be grant writers want to get a grant writing certificate just to improve their skills. It's not for external. It's not about the sales. It's not about the stamp of approval. It's more about, I want to increase my skills, so I'm going to go through a certification process. So yeah, if this is where you feel like this is my real reason is more of an internal, then you can definitely consider going through a course, a workshop, or training to get that. And like I mentioned, inside our Freelance Grant Writer Academy, we have our grant writing and funding certificate, and we're actually going to be transitioning that into a certification because we have our 30-day master grant template training now, and we review your grant, so we're able to give you actual real feedback on your grant writing process, and it's a rigorous process. So amazing. But once again, a grant certificate doesn't really showcase your grant writing abilities. To have longstanding credibility and a reputation to implement your learned skills, you need to write grants, real world grants, not just a sample in a grant workshop. So even when we do our grant writing master template, we give you feedback. That's something a lot of times you're not going to get in an on-demand course or after you write a book. Like, you might be able to like say, I'm going to give it a go and try to write a grant template or write a grant. But if you don't get feedback, it's really hard to know if you're really learning the skill or not. So a certification process or a certificate, sometimes that's great. That should include some type of feedback factor. But writing the grants is really important. All right, so those of you out there that said, but Holly, I don't have any type of grant writing skills, and I don't want to jump just to, like, you know, marketing my services. I see that it's possible to get clients even if I don't have skills, but I'm still like, I want to get the certification first. I want to be able to win some grants first before I charge. That's where, like, my values are. That's where I feel like solid. And if you don't feel that way, it's completely fine too, because we can teach you how to write grants while you have a client that's paying you. No problem. But some of you want to volunteer first. That is absolutely fine, but you need to have a process of how you're going to have a conversation with the nonprofit you're going to volunteer for when you start volunteering with them. Otherwise, it will be forever free. What we do inside the Freelance Grant Writer Academy is actually give you a 3-month process on how to transition from free to paid as a volunteer within 3 months. And as long as you follow our system, it works. And it's a very easy process. So a lot of you want to start there so you can get more experience, so you can submit real world grants for review, all of that, and work on that, and then transition into a paid position. But if you don't follow our process, it's the hardest to convert somebody that has not been paying you anything to a paid position if you don't go through our process. So we definitely recommend that. So these are external and internal considerations about a grant writing certification. Once again, you don't need to have a certification or a certificate, and there's not even a license, right, to write grants, to get grant writing clients. You don't. But some of you may have external considerations. You're like, I just want to be able to say yes, and I want to put that logo on my branding, right? I just feel like that would be like an extra little oomph, and I'm ready for that. I completely understand that, and that's absolutely fine. But remember, you still need to work on your sales conversation, and you still need to work on how you're going to answer the real questions that should be asked, right? As we talked about. And if you're looking just for internal considerations for a grant writing certificate, like you're just like, but I just want to increase my skills, like that's what I want to go through this, you can definitely do a certification. But once again, know that you need to have a little real world in there, and it's better to also be able to write grants. That's going to give you more practice, but that certificate can help you kind of get your foot in the game. And that's why we offer that inside the academy as well. And we offer the full package of reviewing your grants and working with you to go from volunteer to paid or intern to paid within 3 months. And if you are starting to look around at different grant writing and certifications, different things, because there's a lot of different entities out there that are businesses like mine that provide them, look at your budget, look at what the entire process is, make sure that you're going to get feedback on your writing if you're going to go through that process. That's going to be very, very important. But once again, you don't need it. So that's something I think, dive in, start writing, right? Go through a process where you can learn and get feedback and learn how to set up systems and actually do sales and also learn sales calls. That is going to help you the most. And that's why we put our Freelance Grant Writer Academy, a 12-month group coaching program, specifically together, where we teach you the skill of grant writing and we teach you the sales of grant writing. So that way you can run a sustainable freelance grant writer business where you can actually replace your full-time income on flexible hours by writing grants part-time from home or from anywhere in the world. If you want to learn more about this, we have our upcoming webinar. Once again, join. It's April 30th. Replace your full-time income on flexible hours and learn how to write high-quality grants fast. Go ahead and sign up at grantwritingandfunding.com/322 or grantwritingandfunding.com/freelance-webinar. And make sure you subscribe to our podcast. We have some more bonus episodes coming your way. And if you love the podcast, please do me a favor and leave a review on your podcast player. Let this help other people find this free resource. All right, I hope to see you inside the webinar. Bye-bye.